3, 2, 1.
We are a podcast by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
His silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
Oh, yeah. You're all...
No, you're not transported back to, what, 2014? Is that when that was going down?
I could not
2014, 2015-ish? Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's the four Chuckle Fucks, and we're ready for a new episode.
I did not agree on that.
And I got a beverage. I got a bev.
I got a beverage.
Drinks. With Joe.
Jode Orville.
This is going to be a very random question. Does anybody know
Six
if the TMNT movie is on streaming yet?
Mutant Mayhem?
I've yeah. Huh. All right, so today I'm going to be making something that doesn't exist. I'm going to be making a
Turtle
black
juice.
Russian.
Something that doesn't exist. Wow.
Black Russian.
That is offensive.
Joe with the cream. Is there cream involved?
Well,
is it chocolate
what
milk?
Guess what, guess what changes it from a white Russian?
Chocolate milk. Cream. No cream, just vodka and coffee.
Just Watch is not cooperating with
two
cognac.
Ounces of Tito's for me. And, Scott, what are you trying to say about cognac and black people?
Nah, cognac is not associated. A specific.
Greg Hennessy? Come on.
Well, that's a specific cognac, not the actual. Not yeah, just
Joe,
cognac.
Stop being racist.
Specific. Hennessy. Ripple.
But yeah, so 2 ounces of vodka and 1 ounce of coffee liqueur.
Oh, there it is. Same thing. Chocolate milk.
But no cream, Scott. No cream.
Coffee
liqueur. That. Chocolate milk. Some ice. Give it a nice little vodka twirl with your ice cubes. I'm very interested in what this tastes like.
Oh, is the ice cubes what makes it the black?
No, Joe, you're supposed to do the research. You should know what it tastes like.
Ice cube.
Yeah, I didn't do it prior to.
Oh, this is a blind taste.
Yeah, this is a blind taste. So, all right, give it a nice little twirl there. Get a look at it. If you're on Twitch, you get to see what it looks like. Looks like a cup of Joe, actually.
Looks like a cup of whiskey.
How many Joes?
Joe Orville.
That coffee taste from this tequila coffee is so good.
Is it good?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That's a solid, simple drink right there. I'm going to give that 6.5 Joe's out of 8.
Huh.
Nice.
Maybe pretty solid.
Ariel's on the record is not a fan of cognac.
Not a fan of cognac. Haven't had good
cognac. I've had Black Russians before.
Yeah,
usually when I would run out of cream or milk and had Kahlua and vodka.
You had a mail order Black Russian? I mean, are those even
no,
in stock?
No, I usually just go to the store.
I don't think you allow those.
Yeah, they
definitely not
I
a gay Russian.
I was going to say.
Hello, child. Beautiful.
Don't say that. I would like to inform you, Mutant Mayhem is on Prime.
It's on Prime. Okay, Bo.
Oh, the energy drink by the Paul brothers?
Get the
nope,
Bev.
Don't want to talk about that.
Sandwich with the Bev. Scott, Kyle, did you? Greg, did Greg?
What? Yo. Clap around the horn.
Scott to Kyle to Greg.
I was calling a hockey goal catch. Hockey goal. Hockey goal catch.
Oh, so
happy
close.
Goal cat. I know, man.
Drake's hitting quick.
I know. Greg didn't see it because he didn't want to see it because of the animation. But Kyle, I can't remember. Did you see it?
Yes, Spider-Man?
Okay, nice. No.
It's very good.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
TMNT, yeah.
I will see it.
I
just am not
get
a fan
top
of
keys,
the animation.
Top keys with the Bev,
TMNT?
It's excellent.
All right, Joe, thank you so much. I have a question for you guys. You guys have done a little traveling in your lives. What's the shortest amount of time between, like, what's like, hey, I'm gonna go on a trip,
let's schedule
it. What's like the least amount of time between when you decided to plan a trip and to go on that trip?
Are we talking plane involved or is road
yes
trip?
Plane involved.
Has to be a plane.
Plane involved. I'd say probably know. 2 weeks. 2 weeks is probably the shortest turnaround time. I would say when I came from LA, I kind of bought the tickets for what's the name? For South Florida.
Yeah, I'm very much a plan ahead guy, so.
Well, yeah, me too.
I don't do spontaneous flying.
The only two times I've done it, like, quick turnaround is because I had vouchers, and I was like, let me use these as soon as I can.
Were they expiring?
Yeah, they were expiring towards the end of the year, and it was already towards the end of the year.
Yeah, probably 2 weeks.
Well, the reason why I ask is because 6 hours ago, I had no plans this weekend. And
oh, here we go.
What?
And now,
six hours ago.
Oh, I would say five hours ago. I had no plans this weekend, and now all of a sudden, I'm flying to Colorado this weekend for a week.
How much
for a
money
week?
Do you have?
Yeah. Well, we have points. We have miles. We have miles. So.
You're flying like twice a month.
They know.
Well, the problem
Geo.
Is,
Geo,
see,
they know Geo.
The issue here is, like, we have so many upcoming trips that I'm not going to get to get back to Colorado see my family, you know, back in Colorado. So we figured, well, while we're still here and we don't have to close on a house yet.
You're not that close to death, Greg.
We're like, well, let's see if we can what we can do in May. So we were thinking a couple weeks down the road. Kendra's not going on this trip. I'm just going to go because
I have so many trips coming up that I had to plan another one. That's basically
Kyle, well, you know I wasn't going to be able to plan.
I get what Greg is saying.
Well, the thing is, like, so when I moved to Georgia, it was like, well, I'll come back and visit. I promise. And granted, I did come back once for
the wedding thing.
Came back for the Bronco game, not a hockey game. For the Broncos.
That's right.
But I have not.
You also came back for the wedding ceremony or reception thing.
Well, yes, but that was like a month.
You were already living here by then. I know, yeah. But you're still living.
You're true. You're right.
So I think that's the last time I was.
We have Miles. So
Morales. Right,
well, let's take advantage of the Miles. Miles Morales. Yes. So we're like, all right, well, we weren't. I wasn't going to be this weekend, but it worked out. Where this weekend worked out. The thing is, I don't have to take vacation because
now it's canon. Oh, you're going to the office, basically.
I can work in the office. I'm going to work in the office a few days.
Good point. It's a work trip.
So. But even, you know, I can work remotely
pretty
much anywhere, right?
Good expense.
So I can't expense it, no.
Why would you tell him you're coming, Greg? You can be just like, I'm not having work.
Just work in the office. Oh, okay, good job.
Well, no, but I want
you can surprise him on, like, Thursday, and then Friday they'll throw you a party, and then you're out of there. Boom.
Now he's going to surprise him, and there's going to be a big banner still
don't
over his desk.
Don't tell them until Thursday.
Like, he's gone.
I realize they were all replaced with AI, and then we get to the office, and it's just a bank of freaking computers.
There's like a treadmill and a workout bench, and it's like,
Sorry, Scott.
We turned your room into the workout room.
They still have the He's Finally Gone poster
up on
the wall.
My sister.
That's good. All Fat Tank. Shout out.
You missed Casa Bonita by a week.
I know. Who knew?
Yeah, man.
What was Casa Bonita?
Up.
I've been to Casa Bonita in the past.
Is that a band
before.
Or something?
Yeah, you haven't been to
Joe
the South
Park. Joe doesn't go to...
Read the web.
No, I have not been to the South
Park. Read the Discord for once, Joe.
Oh, sorry.
It's a restaurant.
Ah! That's where...
Is it a band or something?
The South Park thing. So I don't be remembering things, man. So
I don't be remembering
road?
Things either.
I don't be...
That was
yeah,
the South
so
Park
like
restaurant.
I said, 4 or 5 hours ago, I had a plan. Now I'm going to Colorado
shout out to
for a week.
Matt.
But leaving Saturday.
Shout
coming
out.
Back.
You
shout out
to
Trey, Matt.
Shout out, guys.
You
thanks for listening. That's cool, man.
That's dope.
Huge.
So, I was going to say, yeah, I relate to that because that was the point of that South Florida trip. It was like, okay, I'm about to propose in December. I'm looking at the calendar.
If I don't
go to Broward this specific weekend, 2 weekends from now, she's not going to meet the last brother. So I was like, I want to fit that in. So
Well, the thing is, I am, like, I do have a trip every month for the rest of the year, so that's...
God damn. All
right, Kyle's question is proper now. How much money do you guys have?
It's all points.
Can we see your tax returns?
It's all points.
For real, for
they
real.
They sold the house, and they're living out of an airplane now.
They're right. Living out of an airplane hangar.
Exactly.
Just where Jerry Seinfeld stores his cars. That's where they live now.
It's fucking Jay Leno Tom Hanks style.
Seinfeld.
True, true. The terminal. Little terminal.
Well,
I got a question.
Speaking of terminals, Tom I have a Hanks. Question as well.
Ooh.
So why is it, let's say you go up to a building, a business place, a place of business.
Why is it called a building?
They got the two doors that open out, close together. Why do so many of them only unlock one of them? So that when you go to open the
door. It's very annoying.
You get the wrong one. It's locked. You go to the other one. It's open. Yeah. Why aren't they just unlocking both?
Put two doors in action.
It's
what is the fucking reason?
And there's no rhyme or reason to which one it
to
is.
To laugh at like, us?
Is it for the people coming in? It's the right door? Is it people going out?
The
it's the right
only
door?
Only
like,
thing.
What is the purpose?
The only there's thing nothing more I could possibly rationalize is that maybe it's a security measure.
I don't see how.
Because if you have, I don't know. I can't see even explain Kyle? It. I don't know.
Whoa, Greg.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa. That's very funny.
I've done that before. I feel like it's like a hazard, like a fire.
Yeah,
hazard,
yeah, right? You're right. Because
they're always like, don't block the exit. But now out. There's a clear door.
But you have,
clear, literally
you
clear.
Can see everyone who's walking in and walking out. If they right. do something untoward, you're more likely to mark them. If there's two open passages,
yeah, like you get robbed, and they're like, can, "Oh shit, the door's locked."
Somebody
like,
can oh, slip.
But I'm not saying they're two different doors. It's like the double doors that open and close together.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's one passage.
Kyle,
that's,
you know the very funny thing about this?
Yes,
I've worked sure. at many restaurants, and I've always been like, "Why don't we open both doors?" But every manager has told me, "Just open one door."
So there has to be a secret
reason. There has to be a reason. I don't know what it is, though.
That they don't tell the general
the
public,
worst part,
including their employees.
The worst part is you have to do like the push-pull thing. You're like, oh, fuck, is this a pull door? And
oh,
I'm pushing it, and then
now you're going.
Jiggling it back
that's
and forth.
That's on you.
And then you're
somebody's
like, it's closed.
You're walking like,
do I try the other door? But there's people inside. They're staring at me.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I
pretty
think that's why they do it. They want to see people.
They
want to
laugh.
Up.
I think it's the security
like
guy.
They're bored.
What's the name? They want to laugh.
Maybe it's slow. They just lock one of the doors. Maybe you're see slow. What happens.
But I think it has to be something of just flow of traffic, bodies. If you run back the security camera, you have a more distinct viewing of the who's coming in and going out, the comings and goings.
I just feel like if you can see one, you can see the others.
You know, positions of cameras, you know?
Never seen chat
this is
more
not
active
like CIS.
Than when
they
Kyle
don't really
up the
they
doors.
Can't really just zoom in and enhance like they do in CSI.
But what one door is not going to fix
I'm saying,
the camera issue.
The placement where the camera is what I'm saying.
Joe's reaching here. Joe's reaching far.
I'm grabbing at straws.
Joe's
the straws closed.
This is Anderson with Chase Bank all over again. You're defending the wrong people here. You're taking the wrong side. This is an issue of the people.
I'm not saying. Look, hold on. I'm not.
Hold
saying
on, brother.
That I don't agree with.
Hold
you.
On.
Bro. I'm right. just applying
hold
potential.
On,
I'm giving
yeah.
causation. No.
And I'm just pushing back that it doesn't make sense.
He was pulling and then he's pushing and then he's pushing and pulling back.
I'm explaining, not excusing. I am with you. Both doors open. Let's have an open door society.
But right? I just don't buy the explanation. But, like, if a camera can see one, it can see the other. If an employee can see one, they're right next to each other. It's literally the same door. They're not even different doors, technically. It's the same door.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
It's the same door. Just a thought.
I don't get it. I think it's for humiliation. I think
it's for humiliation. It is.
Now, the fact that not every door is a push door is for humiliation.
I mean, every door is a push door, right? Depending on what side
pull
you're
doors
on.
Are kind of ridiculous.
Well, there's an I think you should leave sketch about this.
I should be able to just walk through. It should be a double push door. Like, I should be able to be on the inside and push.
Yeah, it should be a swing both ways.
I should be on the outside and be
able to push. Just like Scott.
You should probably have lights
that work.
Yeah, I should be a saloon. Sorry. I forgot I had put this screen on a timer for the weekend because I was
trying to. Fuck the weekend, dude. That dude sucks.
Wednesday.
Guys, the weekend doesn't suck. Greg, stop it.
I hate that dude so much.
Oh well.
Weird hate. Speaking of hates,
hold on, brother.
I joke, I kid.
Well, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that we've had a bunch of presidents in our life. Well, some presidents.
I haven't had that many.
Like every four years.
Well,
that's about eight. That's four, then eight, then four again.
This week on a very famous podcast, they had all three of the last three Democratic presidents on there with the interview.
Yes, Greg's favorite.
Oh, yeah, Howard Stern.
The smartless, but a funny thing happened, which I thought was interesting. So I want to play a little clip from it. I don't think we'll probably get shut down because of it.
This is just me talking?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell.
Well, pretty close. Here we go.
Come on, Jack.
I think Joe's point is right, and that is... You just keep on showing up and delivering the message wherever you can, however you can. And if you talk to folks enough, all of us, Bill, Joe, myself, all have the experience of going to places where we may not be the most popular person. People may have some preconceived notions about Barack Hussein Obama, right?
Jeez.
Now, but if you show up and you make a human connection with people and you talk to them.
Right. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Wild place to drop an ad.
Straight up dropped an ad when Obama was about to say something. And what's crazier is they never continued it. So I have no idea what he said.
They came back
after those ads and another question was being asked.
Also, so I was curious if you gotta, BetterHelp.
You got to be on Patreon.
That name right there.
But I'm curious if Obama wanted him to edit that out or what. It was like, it was such a weird timing. But
when you make a human connection, you can fuck whoever you want.
But he was about to say something.
Sometimes you can grab him by the pussy. Idea what it was.
But I know what Joe heard.
They let you. They let you.
I know what Joe heard during that clip.
I think Joe's point is right.
I mean,
Is this not a clip?
I mean, they hold that forever. I need that for Cures, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm going to say, whenever I get something right, I mean, Joe's point is right.
I think Joe's point is right.
I'm honestly kind of like. That is a That's direct Cures clip from next. 2 weeks from now. That will be Cheers from the Press Box. We have a time machine of clips. But I was just gonna say, like, I know Greg, you like Smartless, and it's easy to make fun of, but it's very annoying to me that very famous people make a podcast, very famous rich people, and then just fill it with ads.
Like, oh, what? That's not where I thought you were going.
Are you supposed
There's
to?
A
just,
reason.
What?
Come on, Joe. We're
out of here. I get it. But they're all three very successful actors.
And you get more famous people on it?
And other very famous and successful actors and musicians and whatnot.
It's all going to charity, right?
They're allowed to make podcasts. That's fine. But what's with all that?
I mean, you're just saying give us some of that ad money, baby.
No, I'm just saying.
I thought Kyle was going to say, you have these famous people and, you know, they make their own podcasts. But you have four guys who've been podding for 4 years, and you know what? Barack Hussein Obama, if you really had the balls, you'd come here and talk to us.
I think he actually is here. Barack.
What would it sound like, Joe?
Kyle, let me answer this for you. I did a podcast for Spotify, and me and Michelle Malia.
What's your other daughter's name? What's your other daughter's name, Barack?
Sasha.
Sasha, took me a minute.
took me a second there. I had a podcast with Springsteen, and you know, we just sat back, talked
my
about
favorite
music,
podcast.
And, played ads for 50 minutes of the show, talked for 10 of it, you know?
There you go. Where's that money going?
Don't forget to buy my book.
I could not, when I was listening to that podcast, and I was like, oh my God, they just... I thought when they came back, they would play the rest of it, but it was just totally... It's it like was they mid-sentence. Put it over the audio. So it's like they just...
That's the editor's fault.
It is very much the editor's fault.
No, you know they email BetterHelp, and they're like, how much for this? If we throw you right on top of Obama, and they're like, $2 million? They're like...
Throw you on top of a what?
But it was Bill Clinton...
Obama.
Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Joe Biden. It was actually very good.
No, Joe Dorval.
Oh, so two presidents and a fake one. Okay.
I think Joe's point is right.
Oh, man. Speaking of Joe's points, I have a... I was mentioning this pre-show and the boys said...
You guys had ice cream lately?
Good question, Joe.
I think Joe was right.
I didn't think we were actually... I love... talked about it.
I didn't get to it. I never
said... I love good ice cream cone.
I thought it was another thing. Okay.
Really helps me.
No.
I want to be mysterious.
So, I love Twitter, but I hate Twitter. It's the app I'm going to use until it eventually implodes.
You said
but,
it better, pretty sure.
It's close.
I did
it's
say it way better. I think I said I hate Twitter, but I love Twitter. I'm still going to use it. Whatever. There's a very annoying thing now. Whenever I'm scrolling, it'll auto refresh on me, and I can never find the thing that I was like, oh snap, what's this I'm about to look at? And it's just gone in the ether forever.
Absolutely.
That happens to me on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, yes. Instagram happens all the time, but I care less about Instagram.
Though. Instagram's like, we're never showing you the same thing twice. We don't care if you were watching it.
You're getting...
Never getting back there.
If you accidentally hit back, it's lost forever.
I could never watch one of the cooking guys I watch do some smoked salmon outside.
The only guy watching cooking stuff on Instagram is Joe. The rest of us are watching people die in car cams.
If it's a guy you always watch, though, can't you just go to his page? Like it's
sometimes it's a if it's a person I always watch, then yes, I could just go find them.
But this is like you're doing the...
I'll be seeing the new thing because I'll be getting new albums. I'll
be seeing the new thing. Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I was going to say, Maddie Masterson just ended up in my algo. Fack from
Love Her.
The Bear.
Yeah.
So yeah, he just ended up in my algos on IG. But no, like Twitter, every like 5 minutes, I'll go on there. Not every 5 minutes. Exaggerating.
I think.
But I'll be on I think there. It might be every five. And I'll
you do
see,
love Twitter, don't you?
Minutes. I do love Twitter. hate X, love Twitter. But I'll be looking at something, and I'm scrolling, and I'm like, oh, snap. So-and-so just tweeted, and boom, it's just gone. I'm at the top of the page. It's a new top. New topics are happening. I'm like,
well, what the dude, fuck how do you sort happened? It? Are you looking at most recent or the like highlights or whatever they...
Yeah, whatever that second one is, I'm on that one. Because how they have it is it's like everything else or just the people you follow. And I have my shit, my algorithm where I don't follow everybody, but there's certain recurring...
Yeah, you want following, not for you.
Yeah, because if you do following for me, it puts it in...
I like the for you. I'm a big for you guy.
Oh, no. So that's why you do it. So if you put in following,
then
it's
I'd
in
have
the
to
same
follow
order.
Everybody. I don't follow everybody.
Well, you can go back and forth,
but
if you're following
gives,
it stays in the same order.
Suggestions. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, but it stays in the same order. It's still the most recent one is at the top. So you can go back.
But the thing is, so in a day like yesterday, so this a lot of this pertains to yesterday. In a day like yesterday where Kendrick Lamar, one of the biggest artists, drops a new record where he's dissing another big artist, like you want to see everybody's opinion. So like I'm looking at someone's opinion that I'm like, oh snap, and then it's just gone. Like I was never following that person. It's only here because of the cultural thing that's happening. So even if I was in my following, I wasn't getting that. So
I discovered something about Twitter that I hate now is even if you block someone now, if you click on like a trending topic, it'll still show that shithead in the feed. Even though you block them.
No,
not
for me.
Well, I mean it, yeah.
My thing, it'll be like this account is blocked. Like it won't show either
if somebody quotes what they posted, it'll be like, this account is blocked.
I went on a trending topic, and then there's a guy I blocked, and I was like, I swear I had this dude blocked. I clicked on it. I was like, yep, you haven't blocked, but you know what? You clicked on trending, you're gonna see what this fucker has to say.
That's crazy. I'm
like, that's not Joe. This is not the point of blocked.
Yeah, Scott blocked me a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, I blocked Joe twice this week. We'll bring the second time up later.
I know the segment. What was the first? It's only Wednesday.
I think you'll figure it out. It might be.
I'd have to go back and figure it out. It
might be in your encouragements.
Might be in my encouragements. I don't think it's gonna be in my encouragement. But
spoiler alert.
upset with Twitter and how things are happening over there. So,
well, yeah, it's a shit show. Store
Joe's
shit
store. Monthly a shit show Twitter, store. Yet I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I'm on Twitter, here for sucks. Until the day it crumbles. But today. God damn it, it's
but I hate it.
With the content on there, it's still phenomenal. The functionality of the app is. It's seen better days.
Do they have Twitter in Australia?
They do.
Hey guys, I'm back with another question. Last night, I went to the supermarket to pick up a bag of food for Pedro. Pretty low. Anyway, I walked in there to the tour of the supermarket, picked up other things. On the way out, walked straight past the dog food and drove home. Went to feed Pedro and I'm like, oh, the bag's really empty now. Oh no. I forgot to get the dog food, even though I went there to get the dog food. So my question to you guys is, how often do you do this? Have you done anything really big? I don't know. Went out to buy a car or something and come home with a chicken. All right, end of my question.
I did that exactly.
The worst example ever.
He's really phoning it in now. Pardon the pun.
Speaking of Twitter and kicking, did you guys see the video of the lady kicking that chicken's ass?
A chicken head or a chicken?
Chicken's ass.
Ooh, no. That late, like it was like at a warehouse.
Like Greg had an example, but Joe just steamrolled.
And this lady was walking, and like
because it was on Twitter.
The rooster,
it's more important.
He just refreshed, and then Joe was talking.
The rooster
Joe
ran
literally
up on her,
refreshed,
and then she started
talking.
Kicking that rooster's ass. But sorry, Greg, go ahead. I also have an example.
I'm just gonna say you like I've gone where I started making a list, and the first thing on the list is that was the reason I was going to the store, but that list got added to, and the one thing you forget is the first thing you put on the list that was.
Did you check it twice?
Getting you to go to the store in the first place.
Oh, you're nice.
But yes, but I never went to buy a car and came home with a chicken. Fried chicken.
Went
maybe.
To buy a chicken and came home with a car though.
So I keep a can of Lysol at the crib. Mainly because
farts.
No, mainly because I go work out with my headphones and then I come back home, spray it with Lysol, let it air out. This can has been empty for like 3 weeks. I've gone to Walmart like 30 times in those 3 weeks and I just keep forgetting to get Lysol.
I'm like, have you gotten tested?
I come home and I kick the can.
Know,
like, damn it.
People, old age, man. Joe's old
Joe
age
keeps kicking
them.
The can, if you will.
It's a can of HIV. I mean,
whoa!
I'm gonna say COVID.
Oh, great! Don't spoil
Silly
Joe's
rabbit.
Disappointment. Jeez,
silly
what
rabbit.
The fuck?
We haven't gotten to this.
I'm gonna say COVID, and it came out HIV.
Oh my god!
Big Magic Johnson. What has he ever done?
Well, it's the HIV of the 2020s.
Big pre-show moment.
Oh goodness.
Silly
yeah,
rabbit.
That was
funny as
that was wild.
Sorry.
I walked in with an Obama impression. I walked out with a
Wayne Johnson.
Man of HIV.
Didn't have Lysol. Ended up with HIV. What the heck?
Sorry. My bad.
Does Lysol kill
Speaking
HIV?
Speaking of AIDS, Greg.
Does Clorox kill
I have another question, you guys. So, we were supposed to go to the beach last weekend.
Jesus Georgia. Christ! Can you spend the weekend at the house? Is this is your house haunted? What's going on?
But we decided.
I just picture it's like crumbling because they're just.
We
not.
Planned it a while back.
It's an
but we decided not to go because everywhere. Of the whole house trying to sell situation.
It's an immaculate.
So and it also happened to coincide with the neighborhood garage sale. So we were like, well, we're selling the house. We got to get rid of a bunch of stuff. So let's.
We're.
put some stuff out for the neighborhood garage sale. So my question is,
and Greg's just like, our house is for sale.
Have you guys ever participated in a garage sale?
We've done a yard sale before, like at my house, my mom's house, I should say. I was living there at the time. Yeah, we've done a yard sale.
Kyle, do you want these comic books?
Don't have a garage,
books?
So. Funny enough, I did sell a lot of action figures that day. That was one of the hot.
Kyle,
well, it's funny you say that.
Action figures.
Kyle, what's a Warhammer, and can we sell it?
Nope, didn't sell any of those. Kept those for myself. But yeah.
On Saturday, the first guy that came up asked if we had any like figurines, Star Wars stuff, action figures.
Mm.
I'm like, no, sorry.
What? Should ask me.
I feel like
that's an oddly specific question.
I know. That's what he does. He goes,
do you have
he had a booth. He had a booth at a local swap meet or something.
What
so he's always
question,
going
sorry?
To look for stuff. If we had those kind of things, action figures.
What kind Star Wars of? Things? Oh,
Star Wars.
I was about to say, Kendra threw me off because she said, do you call it yard sale, garage sale, or rummage? I feel like rummage doesn't.
Rummage sale's well, got to be a regional thing. I don't really know.
Yeah, that's it kind of is. So that was. So this is something we talked about a lot.
Come look at my rummage. There.
To me, a rummage sale was always like in a church.
Rummage, I thought.
Yeah, there's a bunch of tables with a bunch of stuff
like
in a church.
I feel like rummaging is an action.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not a low destination.
Well, maybe they're doing the rummaging at the sale. Like you rummage at the sale.
When I was a kid,
it's a rummage sale to her.
It was either garage or yard sale. We used to do it.
Same garage.
Every few months we used to do it. Put our comic books out there.
Always doing something ridiculous.
Put our cards out there.
Yeah, ridiculous. You hear that, Senora?
We're like, we could sell this card for $1. And no one's like, no one's buying that shit.
We made some little cash. Like we were, you know, we're trying to get rid of some stuff for the move anyway.
We spent it. On the ice cream man came by, and the whole day was spent.
That's perfect.
One fell
swoop. You wouldn't have that money
otherwise. Out there, yeah.
But it was the neighborhood garage sale, so every several houses on the block.
I don't think
it was nice.
I don't think any of us are going to have the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Is the ice cream man still out here making money? Like, are
they
still
making money? But yeah, we have a neighborhood ice cream truck.
Okay, I've heard. I just wanted to know. Okay, good. All right. That's good to know.
Kyle, you own a house.
Ice cream man was still out here.
I was worried for
the children that they wouldn't be able to experience.
What was your go-to ice cream truck fare?
The ice cream man. I was big on anything that had gumdrop eyeballs. So like
Sonic,
time, Turtles, Bugs Bunny,
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob was another good one.
Azula's Turtles, Ninja Turtles. Speaking of.
Ninja Turtles and Sonic.
And then ice cream sandwich. Big ice cream sandwich.
Kid. Love a Choco Taco.
The one, it was cheap.
Ooh, Choco Taco is a classic.
And then any of those like pre-made cones.
Stuck on your hand.
Like the cones. Oh,
drumstick. Love a drumstick.
Yeah, drumstick.
Or maybe like a fruity.
I bought a drumstick as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put my name on that.
Put that
I bought a lot of cap guns from the ice cream man. Had cap guns.
Yeah, you always get random stuff through them.
What the fuck? It's an arm stealer?
Yeah,
what's going on here? You get caps.
What you do with the caps? You get those roll. You guys remember the roll of caps? It was like a roll of red.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
Roll.
The red ones.
You
the
spray
paper,
them.
The paper caps.
You spray them with WD-40, and then you hit them with a hammer in the garage, and they're it's it loud explodes. And they catch on fire. It's good times.
God, you were an annoying kid.
That is, I was like, that's something I would not have participated in. We had neighbors. We had neighbors.
You had white neighbors.
Probably would have called the police.
Your grandparents had white neighbors.
Greg's grandparents.
Oh my god!
What the?
Great grandparents lived in Florida.
Fun dip. I like that. We'd get fun dip off the ice cream truck.
Fun dip sucks.
Obama liked fun dip.
I don't know why.
It's the messiest bullshit. It's
fun dip.
Awful.
Love fun dip.
Some say Michelle has a dipstick. But it's not like, true.
Well, before they had Fun Dip, all they
it's
had
like
was
deconstructed
just
candy.
Kool-Aid. Kids just had Kool-Aid that they would stick their wet fingers
Kool-Aid.
In.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, I thought they were sticking something else in
there. Like pixie sticks.
I have nothing unloaded for Bears.
And then getting Kool-Aid in your pee hole?
Go to their website. Check it out.
Yeah.
Joe, did you quit yet?
No, I just... I keep forgetting.
I keep
the same thing with the Lysol. I keep forgetting he moved everything to Wednesday. So
today. I did it on purpose.
And by the time I remember, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like 5 o'clock now. So
Bomb Pops are always a classic.
I don't have a real schedule in life. I kind of move, go with
the Jason Kidd the head coach of the Mavericks?
Yes, he's been there for like 3 years now, Greg.
I have not watched the Mavericks. My home team. Like, I was... That was my team.
But on to the movies.
Hold on. I'm talking about Roy Tarpley and Rolando Blackman, Alvin Harper.
Rolando Blackman. Welcome to the
movies. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
I don't know. You said Rolando Blackman. I thought you were talking about Rolando.
Rolando Blackman. Yeah, it was Rolando Blackman and Ronaldo Balkman, two different players.
Yeah, Balkman played for the Nuggets for a little bit. So I saw a film, big film. It's tearing up the streets.
I was planning on getting up during this, but now I can't. So.
well, I do need you for one thing, Kyle. Directed by Luca...
Oh, you want me to pronounce this?
Yeah.
I think it's like Guadagnino or something.
Guadagnino. Yeah, I think that's good.
I don't have it in front of me.
Written by Justin. I'm not even going to try to say my guy's last name. Starring Kritzkus. Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Is it Feist or Feist?
It's Feist.
Feist. Mike Feist, if you remember, was Riff from West Side Story.
It was like 0 for 5.
Rizzo.
Zendaya. Is Zendaya, Josh O'Connor. I don't remember. He's been in something.
It's O'Connor.
Peaky Blinders.
He's on his way up here.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Brit newcomer type of. Yeah, he's a British. Crown
he's a British man.
The Crown is the biggest thing on his resume.
Man. Oh, it is Riff. What I think it was Rizzo.
No, it's Riff. You're thinking of Ratso Rizzo from something else. Oh, from the Muppets. Grease.
I am Muppets? Actually thinking of Grease.
I think you're thinking of Grease.
Similar movies.
So this movie was very interesting.
Oh, but I said I might see it. I did not get a chance to see it.
Kyle did not get a chance to
see it. Putting that out
there. This movie's interesting. I liked it a lot. I thought the way it was edited was very interesting. The character deep dives that we do on all three of these, the principal characters, I thought was very... smart, very intriguing. Peeling back the layers was very fun. Do you guys know the term dirty macking?
Nope.
Yeah. It's where you put barbecue sauce on a Big Mac.
About John McEnroe?
It's not. No. Neither of you guys are right at all.
Where you kiss without brushing your teeth.
Nope. That is not what dirty macking is. Dirty macking is...
You put ketchup in your mac and cheese.
Nope, that is not what dirty macking is. Good, not a terrible definition of dirty macking. Barbecue sauce would have been better because barbecue sauce is
darker. You don't clean your iMac.
No, that you have a dirty Mac, but you're not dirty macking.
What is it, Joe?
Kyle,
what are you doing? Let's get Kyle some guesses.
It's when you listen to Return of the Mac, but you haven't showered for a few days.
Not a terrible guess.
Let's just answer here.
Use vermouth.
Joe, just don't tell us.
In your Big Mac.
So, dirty macking is now say, let me use non-existent characters. Or I could use characters from the movie. What? I don't know why I didn't do that. I was going to say our names, but I was like, let's not say our names.
Non-existent characters.
So, in the movie, Patrick is this kind of renegade
starfish
character, and Art is more of a like by the book as far as their tennis game. He's more a little more robotic. So Zendaya's character starts to date Patrick and Art, but Patrick goes on tour. He becomes professional, and Art goes to college. He goes to the same university as her. They go to Stanford, and he starts dirty macking. He's like, oh, you know, Patrick's out there on tour, you know, meeting ladies. And it's like, whoa, that's your best friend.
and you're dirty macking on your best friend.
It was wild. But yeah, no, I thought this movie was really good.
You're showering and watching really, Mac and
Me. It's when Burger King creates a burger that's almost exactly like the Big Mac, but calls it something else.
Big King?
It's the double. Yeah, the BK. No, the BK King is the Baconator.
No, the Big King is the Big
It's kind of both, actually, because it has a lot of bacon on it. It's got the double layers. Yeah. It does have the double layers. You're right, though. So it's Baconator meets Big Mac, actually.
Bacon King.
Didn't even think of it that way. But yeah, so
we should start a food.
Fun podcast. Movie, good movie. You guys should check it out. Well, it's always better when more than one of us sees it.
It's basically
200 episodes dedicated. You guys to should
really watch it. It's I'm really planning fun.
To. Joe, I said I wanted to. Zendaya I actually have tickets Saturday. Sexist I'm going Saturday. She's sexist.
I think Joe's point
sexy
is right
in this. Thank you, Greg. Barack.
I get them confused all the time too.
So similar.
Scott, Kyle, Greg,
thank you,
Brock.
Greg.
Hell of a power play there between the four of you guys. But
and they scored.
Yeah,
the power
no, this,
play
this movie was really good, really phenomenal. I'm gonna actually see it again because the lady fell asleep in it because we went late.
My
God. So not a problem. That's
sexy.
I enjoyed it. So
does she
yeah,
snore?
Sexy. That's what I was saying. No, she doesn't snore. So yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Check it out.
So there is a new Netflix series in the zeitgeist called Baby Reindeer. This is a show created by and starring Richard Gadd, a Scottish man. So it's a fictionalized version of...
Any relation to Josh?
Probably not. No. A fictionalized version of something he went through involving a stalker. A lady stalker, and what entails from
Do
that.
Do those exist?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is it him, I thought? Okay.
Yeah. So, he's, like, trying to be a comedian. He works at a bar, and the lady comes in, and he just pays the slightest attention to her, and she kind of latches onto it from there. But that's not the whole story. It involves just like shit that he went through in his past, some trauma that, yup, it's hilarious. Some trauma he went through.
No, that was him working at the bar.
I was like, he was
right. No, it wasn't. That might if you saw his act, there was none of that going on. No laughing. If he was as bad as he portrayed his act.
If his act was actually what they showed in the show, then I don't know how he ever got a career in anything. But as far as like creativity, but it's kind of like about if you maybe have unaddressed trauma in the past or repressed trauma in the past, that it might lead you to just like being a victim again, like that kind of thing. It makes that kind of connection, you know, and then how it affects like your day-to-day life. So on the story, on the surface, it's like a stalker story, but deeper down, it's about like how trauma can affect you and like victim mentality and that kind of thing. But yeah, I thought it was really good. It's 7 eps. It's on Netflix. They're short eps. They're not like hour long eps that most streaming series seem to be. They're all like 30 to 40 minutes at the most. So I blew through this in like a couple days. But
we
it's intriguing.
Say eps 7 times and act like it's normal.
I say eps a lot. That's what they're called.
Omar.
Yeah, very unsettling is what Kendra is saying.
Well, yeah. See, Kendra and I watched. So we sat down to watch it because it's all over social media. People are talking about
it.
Right. And it wasn't even the stalking part. It was when he was dating, and his. Things he did while dating, which I thought was like, wow.
Yes.
I mean,
baby reindeer for the
baby reindeer.
I'm Dirty Mac Kendra when Greg goes to Colorado. Reindeer.
Holy shit.
Scott, you going to be in Colorado?
But
I know, right?
I've heard a lot about it, so I know there's one episode that's dedicated to his trauma that I know is a tough watch. I've heard it. We just could not. It's like,
look, it's definitely unsettling at times. Sorry, my throat's all fucked up from the
growing
weekend.
Oh, chill again, Kyle.
I kind of lost
let
my
it out
this weekend.
Let it go.
Growing into
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one to recommend, like, if you're into...
Does everybody have a Scottish accent?
Because like, I'm no, in a true crime,
he's in
too.
England, so he is Scottish.
Does everybody have an English accent?
Yes.
Well, the Martha's Scottish, too. That's the crazy part.
Martha?
Like they're
She's
both
great,
in,
though. I mean, she is a great actress.
Did you say Martha?
Yeah, Jessica Gunning. I want to give her a shout-out. She did an incredible job as Martha, for sure.
Just she's like just that. So, like, switches from boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
Like,
she's
the mood swings very, and the portraying. Good. Like, obviously,
it feels like Greg saw more than this.
The person she's based on.
Well, she played a woman.
She's the main character. Well, the second.
Okay.
Second
yeah,
on the call.
Co-lead, honestly. But, yeah.
Where's Martha?
Check it out if you're into, like, true crime, kind of.
My mom's name is Martha.
Martha, why'd you say that name?
Martha Stewart. Get to the voice.
Why did you say that? Why?
But yes, I liked it a lot.
Okay, solid. Seven ups.
Seven ups.
Odd order of ups.
Seven Joes.
Seven ups out of eight. Total.
Seven out of eight ups.
But it is interesting because it's the star of it. It's his story. He wrote it. Mm-hmm. And
but like he uses a different name in the show.
He is a stand-up comic, but his act is so bad.
His let act in the beginning that he tries to get off the ground.
I was gonna say, let me guess. The show starts with him on stage.
No.
Oh, is there nothing worse than bad comedy in a movie?
That's by a comic.
Well, it's supposed to be, though.
Intentional bad comedy.
He's not successful. Like, that's kind of part of it, yeah. He's, like, down on his luck. Like, he's trying to do comedy, but it's just awful and no one likes it.
You should still probably see, like, glimpses of, like, oh, I see where he was going.
There's, like, a couple things where you're like, well, I get that, but, like...
Oh, okay.
But by the end, it kind of gets into, like, why he wants to be a comic so bad. Oh. But just, like, his whole reasoning is, like, why is he even doing this if he sucks at it, you know? So it explores all that kind of stuff. It's good.
I'm happy none of us are making the joke. Next week, this weekend, Fall Guy is coming out.
I think he's making a joke.
I think he's just making the joke.
I've been doing it for 30 minutes.
Or 200 episodes. yes, Fall Guy. The Fall Guy.
I think it's the
Fall Guy.
It's just Fall Guy.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt. I'm looking forward to this. It looks funny.
Fun.
It's Gosling guy, fucking rules, so I'm happy to see what he's doing in this.
He's rules so much, Greg. I don't know what you're talking
he's
about.
He's not a real person. Look at him. He's
America loves him.
He's made up.
The greatest.
I don't know how you can say AI that about him and not Ryan Reynolds.
AI created.
The most phony so dude on the fucking planet.
Why am I getting confused with
Gosling first person? I'm going on looks alone.
What's that first person movie that came out? Is that not Fall Guy?
Hardcore Henry?
No, it was Free Guy.
Free
yeah.
That was the Reynolds movie.
That was the good one.
It wasn't first person.
Oh, I thought it was like a...
It's a video game.
So now they're each in guy movies, so they can compare those.
Yeah, now they're in guy
movies. Thank you, but my issue with this is actually not Ryan Gosling. It's that Fall Guy was, in my childhood, the show with... what's his name?
Was this based on a show?
Yeah, it was in syndication. Oh, yeah. Wow. It was a stuntman with Heather Thomas... Heather Thomas,
Lucille Ball.
I had no idea there was a show.
I had no clue until Greg just said that.
The $6 million man. What was his name?
Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, Steve Austin was the character's name. The actor was
Stone Cold.
The Fall Guy. Lee Majors.
So Lee Majors.
Your ass.
Yeah, Lee Majors was a great show. Like Lee Majors.
Wait,
Fall
Lee
Guy
Majors
was a great
was
show.
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
No, $6 million man.
Yeah,
and The Rock played.
Is it Steve Austin, the $6 million man?
Yes.
Yeah, Colonel Steve Austin. I always thought Steve Austin was the name.
Same actor.
Greg is the
same actor.
We all just said this shit. Joe's like, wait a minute.
Same actor.
He's the $6 million.
No, that's not what happened there, Kyle.
This was a loop. We're calling
it a loop. I said, oh wow, I didn't know Lee Majors was Steve Austin, the $6 million man. And Greg said, no, he wasn't.
I thought you meant. Yes. But no, but see, I know Lee Majors was stole in gold. In the 80s, during the summer, you know, in syndication, Fall Guy came out, my favorite show.
Can we turn heel on us?
I honestly had no idea. I thought it was just its own.
Oh, no, it's great.
I thought it was a whole new property, yeah.
It is not.
I thought it was the Ryan Reynolds one.
I thought it was kind of blob things that do obstacle
courses. Nice Guy, La La Land, Barbie. This guy's funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks very nice. It's only his face that probably
looks
nothing else.
Very nice.
Like, based on the trailer, it looks like he's doing Nice Guys, which I'm very excited
for. He's doing Nice Guys Gosling.
What are you talking about his face? What? I don't understand.
Look at it. It's not
he's
real.
A beautiful man.
AI.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not beautiful. What? It's weird.
Are you
he's a beautiful guy. He's beautiful. It's weird.
It's beautiful. But he has charisma. It's not just his looks. Like, he has, like, extreme
so much
talent.
Oh, my God. Oozes charisma.
Extreme talent.
He's charisma bad on SNL. He can't not laugh. Like, he laughs in every sketch. Come on.
It's endearing.
He's not a live performer.
Yeah. Like, he's not a stage actor.
It makes him more likable.
He
makes
went
the better
to one
Ryan.
Of the premieres dressed as Beavis and Butthead.
He
from
was Beavis.
That was hilarious. That was the best sketch I've ever seen.
I actually watched that because it got a lot of
the Beavis and Butthead sketch was hilarious.
Nah, that papaya sketch, that's my jam right there. That's so funny. I love
papyrus. I love papaya jam.
Papyrus.
Anyway. Scott, 4th and 10.
Fourth and 10. All right, guys. The NFL's back.
On movies we haven't seen yet.
We ran out of time. We got to pass 4th and 10 next week.
NFL's back. That was fast. Yeah,
it's awesome. Points don't
matter.
It's all Joe remembers. Running quarterbacks. I'm disappointed in
another thing. Scrambling. It was scrambling.
Guys. Scrambling. That's right.
I'm disappointed in Jury Duty, you know, because I finally...
Great show. I love Jury Duty.
Wonderful show.
Oh, my God. Worst show ever. Joe Schmo, that's a good show, but Jury Duty.
Thump the Schwab.
I missed my Jury Duty a couple months ago, and then I got a threatening letter in the mail saying I must show up to this one or I could be fined and jailed. So I showed up today at 8 a.m., and then I sat there for 2 hours till 10 a.m., and they said, your group has an extended lunch. Congratulations. You're free to move about and come back at 1:30. And I was like, oh, God, this is not good.
That's annoying.
So I drove back home. I did some work, grabbed my laptop, because I realized you could take your laptop into the courthouse and do work and stuff. Throw my laptop back.
That's what I have to do on my days off.
And then I walked back to the jury room area, and there's no one there. And I went up to the clerk, and I said, "I'm in group B."
Oh, you guys
are
released for the day.
I'm in group B. Do I just wait here? And she's like, "They settled the case. You're free to go." I was like,
"Oh,
you could have sent me a text message. Could you?"
Yeah, before we went,
you sent me a text
during jury selection.
Our extended lunch. You got to tell me before my extended lunch.
He must. Yeah, he got
how
scared.
How far away did you have to go to this
I'll take
jury
the plea.
From where
God
you live?
It was only 18 minutes, but
that's fine.
Yeah,
he was in the back, and he was like, "I mean, what are the bodies you got? Give me another burger. I'll cop to those too."
Yeah, the last time I went, they were like, you're probably not going to get called, but you still have to stay here until...
It's a reference to The Wire. When we made just takes all those bodies.
Oh, shit.
I walked in, I said, fuck the police. Where do I sit for jury duty?
Exclusively on a new low.
Okay.
Greg just smashed
from
keys.
JD to JP. My disappointment is I had tickets to Joe Pera this Saturday. Joe Pera, comedian, said a few things. I talked about his show that he had.
I think Joe's point is right.
That one, too. Joe Pera talks to you. He's very good. And he's been doing a lot of stand-up dates. Just announced today he got COVID and is canceling this week's shows. Actually postponing them. Which is ironic that we both got COVID the same
that
week.
That was good.
But
I knew it.
Yeah, his Philly show, 2 Bethlehem PA shows, and I think a
going to Bethlehem.
New York show.
Praise Jesus.
I was going to Philly.
Very religious.
So yeah, this week's shows are actually postponed until October.
Yeah, Dacity.
Which, you know, in a way, Bethlehem. I was kind of wavering going or not, but he made the decision for me. And
that's that's another good question to ask. Have you ever had a show that was postponed and you could either get tickets to that new show or get a refund? Which one would you choose?
Well, funnily enough,
give me a refund and I'll buy it later.
Yeah, I don't think I had the refund option at this point. I'll just hold on to it. I think last year, the Sloppy Boys were scheduled to play in Milwaukee. And then they canceled the show.
Jesus. Yeah, because
Hanford got a job writing on The Tonight Show. So it's like, I can't do these shows anymore. So they actually canceled them and I got refunds. But I never... Yeah, it's happened like 2 years in a row to me now.
We had to postpone the 200 live show, so if you guys...
Right.
We're going to pick a date, and then if you guys want a refund, we'll give you guys a refund, but we're working on a venue for that.
Trying to figure out so we can cancel immediately.
Yeah. Let's plan it so we can cancel it.
Our return policy, if you look in the fine print, you don't get anything back.
There's no refunds.
I'm disappointed. Kyle, you done, so I don't want to...
Yeah.
My disappointment.
So condescending.
So, you know, No.
Kyle, are you fucking done? I'm falling asleep over here.
How about shows that didn't happen?
How it's your boy.
Sorry you didn't get to see Joe Perry.
I literally did this last week, so I came and...
It's actually called the Paris Tour, which is very funny.
That's pretty funny.
Do you make bracelets before you go?
I hope so.
So, continuing doing my reading thing that I wanted to do this year. Your boy's deep reading in the pages.
Deep reading in the headphones, right?
Deep in the pages.
The pages or...
In the pages. Turning pages. Pages.
Page Turner?
Being turned.
she's good.
Can we see it? Is it near you?
Come to stage two, Paige Turner.
Grab this for you. Dun, dun,
dun. Don't Google it.
He's scrolling on something, which I don't think you normally do on a book.
It's flipping pages on his Kindle app.
Joe, is this an audio book?
Yep, there it is. Yep.
There it is. There's
no
the page.
No, zero pages. Zero pages.
Turn in the pages. It's not really coming.
Turn the page.
I can tell what it is.
Do they have page turning sounds?
Walked into the restaurant.
The Color of Law by Richard Rothstein. Very interesting book. It goes on and tells... What? I'm not a Pelicans fan, Greg. Nuggets fan. You've known this for years.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Steve,
it talks
Kyle.
About...
He killed who?
Barack. JR.
JC.
It talks about how
Dallas
the federal government... State governments enacted segregation basically post the.
This explains the tweet.
You know?
That's what Joe's been reading.
I've been reading a lot, Scott.
Listen.
Read a lot.
You read a lot.
But,
more.
So one of the things I found out and discovered, and I didn't know this, the lady knew this. I was unaware of this. But, you guys hear about this?
The kid
HOA,
is not my son.
HOAs started because of racism. I was unaware. I'm not shocked.
It seems pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious, but the way they went about it. So the thing was, like, for a period of time, the federal government kind of like okayed segregation, like states allowing for segregation and whatnot.
Do your Obama impression. Okaying segregation.
Segregation. So then there were a bunch of these real estate agents that would participate in, you know, setting up shit, fighting laws, and trying to... So then eventually, like in the 40s or the 50s, the Fed is like, hey, no more of these...
Greg can attest.
...bullshit laws. You can't... So, like, there was a period of time where if... You were a white person in a white neighborhood,
still am.
Deemed a white neighborhood, and sold your house to a black person. Your neighbor could sue the seller and the buyer and kick the buyer out, kick the black family that moved into the house out because they sued. And the federal government was like, you can't do that anymore. Like, we can't be doing this. So what happened was, it started in Kansas City, I think it was. And this real estate guy went basic to a lot of people in these neighborhoods that he was selling houses. And he was like, hey, you should set up a contract with your neighbor. And in that contract say, you can't sell your house to a black person or I'm going to sue you. Therefore, it's not a state thing. It's a neighboring, a neighbor contract that you're in that they're breaking. Mm-hmm. So he did this in like all these neighborhoods. So that is basically the genesis of the HOAs. And I was like, that's diabolical. That's fucking diabolical.
Moral of the story is
wild.
Don't read.
No, read more.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Joe, are you going to read like something fun one day?
No.
Yeah, have you heard of Stephen King?
Yeah.
I mean, the Silo series is very good.
If you go back and listen to what I mentioned, I was starting to read, I said I'm going to read mainly nonfiction things.
War and Peace?
Because I go to movies for stories. I don't need to read
stories. The nonfiction books I read are usually
regulators.
Murder, so. Mm. We've all got
those. Great. You get to pay them $1,000 a year to tell do you nothing. Can't do shit.
To yell at you.
To tell them your car can't be parked in front of your house.
Pretty wild. It's pretty wild. But yeah, there's a lot of
thank
other things
you
in
for
there,
the tidbit.
But
that's very that
thank was, you, Scott.
That one was wild.
I have another disappointment. I'm disappointed in Joe on Twitter. Joe has...
Yeah, this is why
Joe had many tweets
this week. I
didn't
know this was real,
sorry. The most offensive tweet was, Joe did the thing where you beat a team, and then you're like, great series, guys. You really did great. You did great, guys. I just want to say congratulations for losing to us. You really put in the effort. I really appreciate it. Joe did
way
that
to go,
tweet,
LeBron.
Like, this is so un-Joe to be that guy who did the... Thanks for a good series, guys.
It was a phenomenal series. Like, every game hanging in the balance.
Nobody
like,
wants to hear it, Joe. Who are you talking about? Who's reading that tweet going, thanks, Joe?
I have a lot of Laker fans that I don't know if you know this, Scott, you being from California and whatnot. There's a lot of people all over the country that just made the Lakers their team. It's very annoying.
Imagine someone making a
even
team
though I say
in
that,
a random
being
state
the Nugget
team.
Fan. But I picked like a team that hadn't done anything. They picked a team that is like second in the NBA with all-time championships. Oh,
whatever, defending
it's a
champion.
Different. But anyways, like a lot of people, I had been needling a lot of people. Same thing happened last year in the Western
originally
Conference.
The great,
but it was five great games, man. I just wanted to let people know, like, hey, man, your team's not that far. They're not going to get any better. But this was a good.
He's doing it right now.
They played competitive basketball. It was five great games of basketball. That game two, my lord, the way I ran around the apartment after Jamal Murray hit that game winner, like it was exhilarating.
The funny thing is, the other night when they clinched, Kendra had gone to bed and I stayed up and watched that game. And when I got to bed, she said, "Who won? Is it the Nuggets won at a buzzer beater?" And they didn't. But the next day I said, I lied to you. I'm so sorry. They scored with 3 seconds left. But
yeah.
It wasn't a
and
buzzer.
And the Lakers had no timeouts.
But
that's pretty close to the buzzer.
She hasn't forgiven me because I lied to her about the
game
buzzer
ender. It was a game-winning shot. It's a game-winning shot. But yeah, no. I'm a gracious winner, Scott. You know?
If you went on Twitter and saw, thanks, Eagles, you gave it your best shot, you'd be like, why are you fucking tweeting that, you mother?
That would be good if we actually gave it our best shot. Like, when I did see those tweets after the Kansas City game, hold on, after the Kansas City game, like,
hey,
you know, where I saw those tweets, I was
Eagles
like, you know
did
what?
A great job. They put
it
their
was
effort
a phenomenal
in.
Game. The Zebras, you know.
Talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yep.
The Kansas City
the Eagles, game. Kansas City, yeah. Like, what Kansas man, City you know, game in February a couple years ago.
That to, Kansas to, City to, game.
We're just out here playing blow. Football.
We're trying to blow, diminish yeah. what was
the great competition hurts.
But last year, if I saw that last year in the damn Tampa
Hurts,
game, like,
Hurts
I don't feel
man.
That way because I feel like we played like shit. because we did.
Hurts is great quarterback.
If you got
but,
on
you know.
Your shield the way the Lakers did, the Lakers went out on their shield for 5 games. They played tough, competitive basketball.
5 games.
Explain to me, though, why Davis stayed in the game. Like, he couldn't move half his body.
More so for diversionary tactics. Like, the fact that we still didn't attack him is why he stayed in the
game. I was watching your tweets during that. You were correct, but
I was like, how are we just not running?
He's not offensively
right at him.
But then he was making shots with his other hand. He's like, okay,
I didn't see.
I only need
so
one half of my body
this week.
I only need one half of my
it was
body.
In Discord, actually, at the Jen Carey on IG, Florida, because today Ron DeSantis'
nope.
6 weeks abortion ban goes into effect.
DTR on the Ron DeSantis bad people.
Highbrow Canoe on Discord. Disappointment. Sleeping through my life hack recording time.
He has a tiny.
He sounded like he was sleeping during his question too. He's like, oh no.
Some might consider that an encouragement.
Kelly Panetta on the Discord.
Another question.
He's definitely half asleep there. Why couldn't he just record both? What are we doing here? Kelly put out on Discord. Disappointment. Colorado Rockies. Enough said. Enough
now
said.
There's a
yeah,
team.
Yeah, baby.
Worth
they lost
about.
Two games back to back to the Marlins. Shout out. Marlins came back from a 5-0 deficit yesterday. Won today's game 2-1. We stink. We don't even have 10 wins yet.
Rockies went so, to.
I think you're at 7.
Insane.
I think we're
at 8 now with that win today.
Congrats, bro. It's the Braves lose because we're half a game behind.
I think the Braves lost yesterday to the Mariners. I don't know if they lost today.
Philly's doing
pretty Scott.
Good.
On to the encouragement.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Hold on, brother.
They won. We're still half a game behind.
Damn.
Tell me.
Greg.
Oh, so I am so
giggles.
Excited
hey.
That after, Sheets you know, last week my team. Disappointment was the Avalanche's first playoff game where they lost 7-6. Their goaltending looked like shit. I was like, oh my God, they're doomed.
Tell me about
but
it.
But then my
Tell
encouragement was like they came into game two and they won in Winnipeg to tie the series. 1-1. Well, they proceeded to win the next 3 games, 2 at home and 1 back in Winnipeg, to take
that?
The series against the Winnipeg Jets. Hellebuyck, the best, probably the front runner for the Vezina Trophy, scored 5 goals a game against that mother effer. So we went from having the worst goaltender to scoring a shitload on the best goaltender. And it's exciting because we're moving on to the next round against possibly Scott's team, but they're down right now.
No, definitely not.
Games
these,
guys,
these motherfuckers.
Oh, definitely not. What did you tweet
Aiden Hill
to the Jets?
I said, fly, Eagles fly, Jet yeah. crashed.
Damn.
J-E-T-S, go,
Greg's
go,
like,
go.
My birthday, I know a thing or two about Jets.
Yikes.
I know a thing or two about Jets hitting a wall.
How's Funkatunk still subscribed? Did he get a free subscription from James?
Is he still subscribed?
My encouragement is the feeling is restored. A couple weeks ago, I talked about
Joe can feel his legs
track
again.
That was released. Kevin Kumar released a track. Had a guest verse on the Metro Boomin' Future album, and you know, he sniped at some
Woo,
very popular rappers.
Euphoria.
That's how the song starts.
Out of context. That's how the song no, starts. No,
this was one of Joe's or Scott's random fucking
back
takeovers again.
And so, in the subsequent weeks since Kendrick
clip.
Released his song, J. Cole had released his song, but then J. Cole apologized, which was very upsetting. So he recused himself from the lyrical sparring. And I got to say, I was disappointed in him. Super disappointed in him. Didn't even want to bring it up on the show, so disappointed in him. But then Drake dropped Push Ups, which was good. You know, he's getting out there, you know, saying it's a warm-up shot, warning shot, I should say.
Isn't Drake supposed to be canceled by now? Isn't he, like...
He was in a wheelchair in that one series, and he wasn't handicapped.
Wasn't he trying to date... What's her name from the...
Millie Bobby
Monster Bar? In My Closet Netflix show? She was, like...
Depends how old
Stranger
she is.
Things. Millie Bobby Brown. So, yeah, she so... Then
just stay away from things.
Drake had dropped another song where he used AI to make his voice sound like Tupac and Snoop Dogg. I never listened to that record because I was like, I'm not here for AI usage in that way. That is not art. That is blasphemy, basically.
Theft, honestly.
Theft, yeah. But then yesterday. The reason why Twitter was a blitz.
Literal ghostwriters.
Kendrick finally responded, and he did not disappoint with a 6-minute, damn near 7-minute song, 3 beat changes. I don't know how many flow changes. It was crazy.
You're going to get our whole thing hanging up.
I know, right, Scott?
it's 3 seconds.
It's not more than 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
I got a lawyer.
I was like, who does a pod should be gone by now?
Well, we all agree about that.
I've been saying
that for
years.
But yeah, so just we're back. Responses are back. Twitter is ablaze. The think pieces are happening when they shouldn't be happening because the man told you it's not that deep. I just don't like the way he says it. So like, just people overreacting, underreacting. I just love the discourse.
I underreacted.
That's going
some people
on
just reacting. The full spectrum.
Yeah,
I was about to say the Drake fans are underreacting. They're trying to be like, oh, that's nothing.
Are there Drake fans?
There's many a Drake. Drake. There's a generation of Drake fans. I just can't
over
stand
18.
Yes, they are, and I just cannot stand.
That is a weird question to ask. Are there Drake fans? It's very strange.
Yeah, he's one of
the most popular dudes.
I know that. But are they?
Actually, Greg, you're right. They're not Drake fans. There's Drake sycophants.
And there's
Drizzy
Drake
fans. Loyalists. They're Drake apologists. They will grovel at his feet and just allow him to say whatever he wants.
About most Drake fans?
Definitely not a woman.
That's a weird thing to say.
No, it's the opposite.
Definitely
actually,
are
Greg.
Women, actually. Most women.
I say they like coffee.
And Drake doesn't like him for that.
But, that diss track was great. Struck to the core. Went right at the jugular.
Count jugular.
Song. Been playing it back. Probably going to play it after the show eventually.
Count jugular?
Yeah. Feeling is restored. It had Tommy. Shout out to Tommy. Tommy went on
shout out Tommy.
Twitch, and he was doing a breakdown.
Huge fan
of
asterisks.
So,
I hate that word.
But yeah, can I get high?
What?
Can I get high? Can I get high?
Highbrow Canute on the Discord. I feel like I read his disappointment. Encouragement: having a car in ongoing wet weather. Scooters aren't fun.
Whoa, I am very fun.
Sorry, Scott.
Senora Panetta on the Twitch. Finally get the house to myself when Greg heads out of town this weekend.
Yeah.
I know the reverse. She was out of town for 2 weekends. Greg had the house to himself. Now he's finally out
here.
Kelly Panetta on the Discord. Encouragement, the Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets moving on to the next round of their respective playoffs.
Not that Greg is coming to visit, huh?
I need to time travel at the end of June.
On the Discord.
Oh, what?
Encouraged.
Read it.
The Kendra will have a week to ourselves. Can I leave another encouragement? I get to see my brother this weekend. A fantastic surprise. You know what? It's a last minute surprise, too.
That's fantastic.
I made the joke before I even saw the next encouragement.
I know. That's funny. Well, gentlemen, what did we learn this week?
Wait, Old Fat Tank has a disappointment. Let me see.
Oh, really?
My tank's fatter than yours.
We already went past that segment.
I learned that Greg has a trip every month for the rest of the year, damn near.
At least one.
I learned that Greg has a trip every week for the next 6 months.
I learned that Greg's memory is failing, and he'll go shopping and forget the thing he went shopping for.
Oh, okay, I make Greg lists.
Oh, great. Well, sorry, top of the list. I forgot.
I learned that Joe hates
Same thing
Twitter.
For me. I can't get lights all together.
What he hates about Who Twitter, hates he Twitter? Loves it. Love Joe Twitter. Hates Twitter. Hate. But he loves love going Twitter on there X. and reading it.
I think that's
I what learned that Scott hates Joe.
Scott hates everything I stand for. Scott hates my record label.
Record label? You have a record label? Thank you, everybody, for Scott listening.
Like, I know you split, Scott. I know you splits. You got to split it with me and Tyler.
You sign with a guy who signed with a guy who signed with another guy.
Thank you, everybody, Wait, for on. Listening. Sorry. Hold on. Jesus.
Sorry. I just
show's
remembered.
Not over,
sorry,
baby. We haven't reached the 1:30 mark.
I'm so sorry. Scott, how did you not bring up Eminem this episode?
That, oh, yeah, okay. Eminem's dropping an album.
That was worth asking.
It just hit me.
Because that's been a saga.
You've been waiting for
on
3 years.
When it comes out, I'll be there.
We thought every little clue, little thing was a clue. And
I was
thought
waiting
it was all
for your
like he's fucking Taylor
board,
Swift.
I mean, I said it. I was right. I was right for 15 episodes. I don't need to bring it up again. It was...
You were right.
Like I said, for the last 4 years, Eminem's album's finally dropping.
I think Joe's point is right.
Thank you.
All right.
So, as far as house updates, there's nothing fun I want to talk about. So.
Uh-oh.
Paperwork signed?
No.
No, damn.
Uh-oh.
Takes a long time. Huh?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of A New Low. I'm El Greg, and that's Headphone Joe. Scott by Scott. Kyle by
to
Kyle.
To my immediate left.
We are A New Low Pod on all social media. If you want to buy a bandana, a mask, because you got to wear a mask everywhere these days, shop.newlow.co. Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast, recorded at a normal time, and Cheers to the Press Box, recorded at weird times every week. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co, assuming the page works. Thanks again for listening.
Wow.
And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. Say ya!
I am a cat.
Greg's face when he's like, I'm cutting the audio out, Scott.